I am here with Ed Nelly, who is the lead member of 94. So you guys used to be called Man Like Nels, but that has changed. Why is that?
Because Man Like Nels is basically my artist name. And because, if I'm honest with you, we just didn't give enough time in terms of thinking about a name for the group, so we just went ahead and used my name for everything we've done, which is Man Like Nels. I'm still called Man Like Nels personally, but every time I'm performing with the band, now it's called 94. So yeah, we felt like it was better, and also it's the year where all of us were born in. We're all born in 1994, so we felt like it was more original to have that.
Fantastic. Also, so, I mean, I've only been here for a few months. I am a first year, but I've noticed that you guys seem to have a really big following at this university. And just how has that been for you guys?
It's been all right, and we've really been appreciating the support we've been getting. Because every artist is going to tell you this, without support, there's no point of you doing what you do. So we are really grateful and thankful for everyone caring, sharing our music on Facebook, turning up to our shows, and you know, talking about us to their friends. It's what makes everything happen. So yeah.
Well, you guys definitely put on a great show. Yeah, we had the chance to come to a few of them, and you guys are always fantastic. So kind of building on this idea of just the amazing following that you guys have here, I know that you guys are also in your third year, and you have done an eye session, from what I have heard. But other than that, like, what are your plans after university? What are you looking at in terms of support, I guess, outside of the uni?
Well, the position we've been in so far is we are aware of the support we've been getting and all the exposure we've been getting over here at uni. Now, we want to make sure that everything we do by the time we're out is also going to bring numbers in terms of a reaction. Do you know what I'm saying? We don't want to be limiting ourselves to just our current support. We're now looking at other avenues to kind of promote ourselves to people that haven't heard about us before. And that's the plan for us. The plan is to kind of work out different ways for us to actually make sure we get support from elsewhere, not just at uni.
Oui, je suis français. Oui.
All right, we're not going to continue the rest of this in French because I only know like six people. I know there's more French people than that, or people who speak French, but for the sake of the majority of people here who don't, we're going to stick to English. Okay. But talking about that, are there any French artists that have inspired you, or is it more English?
No, I get an inspiration from all around, and you know, French music, especially in terms of rap music, has a lot more depth than English and American rap because of the vocabulary. French vocabulary is just so much richer than the English one. Do you know what I'm saying? Obviously, I listen to a lot of American and English music too, but in terms of how I personally write my lyrics, I write them like a French rapper would write because my understanding of rap music involves more vocabulary than what the Anglo-Saxon culture is used to. So yeah. So I do take my inspiration from a lot of French artists too. You know, in English, one word means a thousand things. And then in French, you know, each word has a different pronunciation and different writing for it. So in terms of poetry, you've obviously got a lot more you could rhyme with when you're writing a song. Obviously, the feeling you're describing is the same, but because, you know, there's so much more words in French, whatever you're about to say is going to sound a lot more creative and authentic than what would be written in English, because, you know what I mean, a lot of the words would come back a lot of the times. So yeah, so I feel like, you know, French music has that chance to kind of stretch out their possibilities every time they're writing.